Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
So, the bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony then let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
Thank you.
She says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. She comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking. And she goes to sleep. about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where I'm broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Now, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk about the NFL. Let's talk NFL football. Well, all right, Las Vegas. Let's talk about today's games. Today is Thursday. It's the beginning of week number 13. And we're going to see how we're going to do. I'm looking to pick all the winners for all of the games for this week. So let's start off with the games that are being played today. I don't know if it's one game or two games that are being played today. But this is Thursday, so let's talk about it. DJ Papa D, who's playing today? And let me make my predictions on who I think is going to win.
Hey there, G Money. All right. Today is Thursday, December 1st, 2022, and this is the beginning of week 13 for the NFL. Tonight's game is the Buffalo Bills playing the New England Patriots in New England, and they're giving the Patriots 3.5 points.
All right. Well, I'm taking the Buffalo Bills for the win. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 44.
44? All right. I'm going to take Buffalo for the win, and it'll be over 44 points because I'm thinking the New England Patriots are going to try to score a bunch of points, but Buffalo's going to outscore them, so they'll win the game. But New England will score a lot of points because they're going to try to outscore Buffalo. So it's going to be a shootout. That's what I'm thinking. And it's going to be more than 44 points. So Buffalo and the over for the win.
Okay, Bills and over. Sunday morning, game number two, the Green Bay Packers are playing the Chicago Bears in Chicago, and they're giving the Bears 3.5 points.
Okay, well, I'm taking Green Bay since they got their receivers back, and everybody, Aaron Rodgers, has confidence in throwing to his receivers now. So Green Bay is going to be back on the winning track. And what's the total point?
Total points is 44.5.
44.5. Well, you know, Green Bay, the Packers and the Bears have had a rivalry for like the last 50 years. They've been the big rivalry between the two teams. So Green Bay knows the Bears. And the Bears know Green Bay. So I'm thinking that Aaron Rodgers He's won every game that he's played against the Chicago Bears. So I'm thinking now that he got his receivers together, they're going to score a lot of points. So I think it's going to be over 44 points. I'm going to take Green Bay and the over for the win.
All right. Packers and over.
Hold
game
on
number
a second,
three.
Hold on 1 second.
A friend of mine actually told me this story. He was working in a carnival as a carny in New York, and he was working in the game section where you would throw a ring over some milk bottles. Well, he had some guys that were dope dealers come, and they tried to win some teddy bears, and they couldn't win. So then they said, hey, we want to bet some money. So he bet them that he could throw the ring and they would land on the milk bottles. And he would throw three rings, and all three rings landed on the milk bottle. So then they threw the rings, and they didn't get any rings to land on the milk bottle. So they lost their money.
Okay.
All right.
Vegas. We're back on the air again. Anyway, DJ, so where are we? Game number three now?
Game number three. Game number three, the Steelers are playing the Falcons, and they're giving the Steelers 1 point.
Okay. I think I'm going to take Atlanta with the win over Pittsburgh. I'm really thinking that Pittsburgh played good last week. They almost beat Cincinnati. But I think Atlanta's going to outscore them. I think Atlanta's been playing really good these last couple of weeks. And they're ready to start getting their winning going. So I think they'll beat Pittsburgh in this game. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 42.
42 points. Well, I'm going to say Pittsburgh and Jacksonville, I think it'll be a low-scoring game. But I think Jacksonville's going to win. So I'm going to take Jacksonville and the under for the win.
Jacksonville?
Yeah. I think Jacksonville will beat Pittsburgh.
No. It's Pittsburgh and Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to take Atlanta then. Atlanta and the under for the win. Because I don't think Pittsburgh is going to score a lot of points. Yeah, I don't think Pittsburgh will score a lot of points. But I think Atlanta might score 25. And I don't know if they'll score more than 25. But they'll score at least 25. And Pittsburgh may score 15 or 18. So it ain't going to be a shootout. It's going to be a low-scoring game. So I'm taking Atlanta and the under for the win.
Falcons and under. Game number four, the Jets play the Vikings, and they're giving the Jets 3 points.
Okay. I'm taking the Vikings all day long for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 45.
Okay. Well, the Vikings, they will definitely outscore the other team. I don't know if they're going to be high scoring. And you're saying, wait a minute, is this the Vikings versus the Jets? Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, okay. The Jets will probably score a lot of points, and the Vikings will beat them. So I'm going to take the Vikings and the over for the win. Because I think the Jets are going to really try to win the game, but they won't score as many points as the Vikings. They'll score a lot of points, but they're not going to beat the Vikings. So the Vikings and the over for the win.
Vikings and over. Game number 5, Jacksonville Jaguars playing the Detroit Lions. And they're giving the Lions one point.
Okay. Where are they playing this game at?
In Detroit.
Okay. I'm going to take Detroit and the under to beat Jacksonville. Detroit will win the game, but it'll be a low-scoring game. So I'm going to take Detroit and the under for the win.
Lions and under. Okay. Game number 6, Tennessee Titans are playing the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia, and they're giving the Titans 4.5 points.
Okay, I'm taking Philly, and what's the total point?
Total points is 44.5.
44.5. And where are they playing?
In Philadelphia.
In Philly. Okay. I'm going to take Philly and the over for the win.
Eagles and over.
Tennessee will probably score a lot of points, but Philadelphia will win the game, so they'll score more points. So Philly and the over for the win.
Okay, Eagles and over. Game number 7, the Cleveland Browns are playing the Houston Texans in Houston, and they're giving the Texans 7 points.
All right. I'm taking Cleveland Browns to beat the Texans. I don't think the Texans will be good enough to beat Cleveland, especially since Cleveland will be getting their all-star quarterback back. He's been on the 11-week suspension, and now he's going to be eligible to play in the game. So I think he's going to throw for about 300 yards, and they're going to definitely outscore Houston. So I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns, and I'm going to take it with the over. The total points should be about 38.
Total points is 47.
47? Whoa. Wait a minute. We're talking between Cleveland and no. Between Cleveland and Jacksonville, 47 points? No, that's not right. Who is Cleveland playing?
Cleveland and Houston.
And Houston. Oh, okay. Well, Houston can score some points. I don't know. 47 points? That's a lot of points. I'm going to take Cleveland for the win, but I'm going to take Cleveland, I don't know. Let's see. Because if Houston can score, they might score 20 points. And if Cleveland scores 20, that'd be 40 points. So I'll take Cleveland and the over for the win. I don't know if either of those teams, if it'll be a high-scoring game, though. I'm thinking Cleveland has their quarterback, so he might throw for 300 yards. So I'm going to take Cleveland and the over for the win, because they're going to beat up on Houston. That's for sure. So I want to take Cleveland and the over for the win.
Browns and over. Game number 8, the Washington Commanders are playing the New York Giants in New York, and they're giving the Giants 2.5 points.
Well, you know, I have a real problem with this game, because this is going to be a battle of the not so good, but the Giants have been playing really good. But Washington has been beating a lot of the big boys now. They got a good offense and a good defense. So I'm going to take Washington to win. And the total points is what, 44? It can't be a whole 40. Lot more than 40. 40? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to take Washington and the over for the win.
All right, Commanders and over. Game number 9, Denver Broncos are playing the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore, and they're giving the Broncos 8.5 points.
The Baltimore Ravens are playing the Denver Broncos, and they're playing
right in
Denver? You said in Denver?
In Baltimore.
In Baltimore, okay. Well, I'm going to take Baltimore for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 39.5.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to take Baltimore in the over for the win. That should be a shutdown win. Baltimore should win hands down. They should beat up on Denver. I'm sorry, Denver. You're my favorite team, but you're going to get beat up bad by the Baltimore Ravens. So Baltimore
right,
and
Ravens
the over.
And over. Ravens and over. Game number 10, Miami Dolphins are playing the San Francisco 49ers in San Francisco Bay Area, and they're giving the Dolphins 4 points.
Yeah, that's going to be another really good game. Miami has a better record than San Francisco, and Miami has a good team. Their offense and their defense is really good, but so is San Francisco. And I'm thinking San Francisco got a high-powered offense, and their defense isn't bad. So I'm going to take San Francisco for the win. And the total points, you said it's 38?
46.5.
Oh, okay. I was going to say it got to be way more than that. So I'm going to take San Francisco in the over for the win. It's going to be a shootout in San Francisco between the 49ers and the Miami Dolphins. It's going to be a shootout in the Bay. So I'm taking San Francisco in the over for the win.
All right, 49ers and over. Game number 11. Seattle Seahawks are playing the L.A. Rams in L.A., and they're giving the Rams 7 points.
The Rams 7 points. I'm going to take Seattle because I don't think the Rams are playing good enough to beat anybody right now. So I'm going to take Seattle for the win. And they're playing in L.A. So, yeah, they're going to have to come with their best game if the Rams are going to outplay Seattle. But Seattle is going to make the playoffs. I don't think the Rams will make the playoffs this year. So I'm taking Seattle in the over for the win.
Seahawks and over. All right. Game number 12, the L.A. Chargers are playing the Las Vegas Raiders in Las Vegas, and they're giving the Chargers 1 point.
Oh, well, that's going to be a good game. The Chargers need to get more offense, but they got a pretty good defense. But the Raiders are playing at home, and that's going to be a good game because the Raiders usually play really good at home, but they can't play. They don't play good in the fourth quarter. So I don't know what's going to happen if the Rams go into the fourth quarter behind, they're going to lose. But if they score some points in the first half and start off with a good start, then they could beat the Chargers. So, I don't know. What's the total points for the game?
Total points is 50 and a half.
50 and a half? That's a whole lot of points for that game. I don't think that the Raiders will score 25 points. And I don't think the Chargers can score 30 points. So I don't know about that game. I'm going to give it to the Chargers. But I'm going to say it's going to be under 50 points. 50 points is just too many points for the game. But they're going to battle because the Raiders have been trying to win. But the Chargers are going to be trying to make it to the playoffs. The Raiders don't have a chance. But the Chargers still have a chance to make it as a wild card team in the NFC. So, I'm going to take the Chargers. I don't know. I'm going to take the Chargers. And what did you say the total points was? 50 points?
50 and a half, yep.
Oh, man, that's too many points. So I'm going to say the Chargers and the under. Cause I think the Chargers are going to shut the Raiders' defense down, shut their offense down. And the Raiders don't have a good defense. So I think the Chargers can pull it out. They can win the game. But I don't think it'll be a shootout. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. And they're playing in Raiders Stadium here in Las Vegas, too. I don't know. I'm thinking the Chargers, the Raiders, I don't know. I don't think they'll score many points in the second half. So I'm taking the Chargers and the under for the total.
All right, Chargers and under. Game number 14, the Indianapolis Colts are playing it on, oh, wait, game number 13, the Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati, and they're giving the Bengals 1.5 points.
Well, I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs for the win, and what's the total point? Is that going to be a 50-point game?
Total points is 52 and a half.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take Kansas City in the over because they're going to play good. And Cincinnati's going to be trying to win the game, so they're going to be trying to score a lot of points. But Kansas City just got a powerhouse offense. So they'll score a lot of points. It'll be a high-scoring game. So Cincinnati will come out the box, probably kick a couple of field goals to get the game going, and then they'll score a couple of touchdowns because they got an all-star quarterback. So I'm taking Kansas City and the over for the win. Kansas
over.
Bless Cincinnati, yeah.
All right, Chiefs and over. Game number 14, the Indianapolis Colts play the Dallas Cowboys, and they're giving the Colts 10.5 points.
The Colts, 10.5 points. And where are they playing? Are they playing in Dallas?
In Dallas.
Really? And they're giving the Colts 10.5 points? Wow. If I didn't know the Cowboys better, I would say the Cowboys would be ready for a whooping. But the last couple of games the Cowboys played, they outscored the team by 40 points. So they got their offense running. They got the running backs running. They got the receivers catching balls. Indianapolis Colts are kind of on the back burners. They're not scoring a lot of points. So if I take the Cowboys to win, and the total points is how many?
44.
44. I could say I'll take the Cowboys in the over because I think Indianapolis is going to really try to put something on the Cowboys. But the Cowboys are on a route to just running 40 points. They scored 40 points in the last three games they played. So I think the Cowboys are getting their offense together. I don't know about their defense, though, but I think their offense is ready. And Indianapolis is kind of struggling a little bit. So I'm going to take the Cowboys and the over for the win. Oh, so I want to say the over or the under. I'll say the Cowboys and the over. You said 44 points. Yeah, I'll take Cowboys and over.
All right, Cowboys and over. And game number 15, which will be next Monday night, the New Orleans Saints are playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay, and they're giving the Saints 4 points.
Okay. I want to take Tampa Bay for the win. And
total points is 40.5.
40.5. 40.5. 40.5. 40.5. 40.5 points. Is that what you're saying? So Tampa Bay.
40.5 points, right.
Yeah. And Tampa Bay is playing who?
The New Orleans Saints.
New Orleans Saints. Okay, well, Tampa Bay is going to beat the Saints. How much are they going to beat the Saints by? Tampa Bay will beat the Saints by 20 points. And you said the total points is 40? Okay, I'll take Tampa Bay in the over for the win. I don't think
all right
score a lot of points, but I think Tampa Bay will run away with the score. All right. So Tampa Bay and
all
over
right
for the win.
All right, Tampa Bay and over. And that's it for week 13. The Cardinals, both the Cardinals and the Panthers have a bye. So only 15 games this week. But that's it for week 15, week 13 of the NFL.
Week 13. Well, that's G Money Sports Report for the NFL. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break and come back with some more music and some more of the show in a minute.
So I'm running in the outfield for this fly ball. We got two men on base, and both of them, I'm sure, are running because this guy has hit the ball, and it's going over my head, and I'm running for the ball. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? And I'm running, and I see it can't fall. Nothing drops in my outfield. And out of nowhere, my line brother, Brother Love, comes out of left field, and he passes me up, and he catches the ball over his shoulder. He runs and catches the ball over his shoulder. He makes a miraculous catch, and I'm shocked. I'm like, where the hell did you come from?
You
I was working at a self-serve gas station. Well, a Mexican man came up and asked for a pack of cigarettes. And then he paid me, and he walked off. And I was sitting there talking to the kids, and some other people showed up, and he came back. And he said, "No, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack." So I said, "Okay." I said, "Kids, you guys watch the booth. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes." And I walked into the office, and remember, the windows are all painted. So I'm in there, and I asked the man, "Okay, what kind of cigarettes you want?" And he tells me a flavor. And I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes. And when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I have a joke for you. There was a woman that lived on a 5-story apartment complex, and she went up to the roof of her building, and she laid a blanket out on the roof, and then she undressed down to her bare nothings because she wanted to suntan and not get any tan lines on her body. So she laid out naked on the blanket. And she was laying out there, and she went to sleep. And she rolled off the side of the building. And as she was falling to the ground, she was screaming. And a man came out on the 5th floor of his balcony, and he caught her. and he saw that she was naked, and he said, "Hey, baby, can you give me some sex?" And she's like, "No." And so he said, "Okay," and he dropped her. And she fell, and a guy on the fourth floor caught her, and he saw that she was naked, and he said, "Well, can we have sex?" And she said, "No." So he dropped her, and the man on the third floor caught her, and she was real nice. Now she's like, "I'll do whatever you want to do. We can have sex. I'll give you oral sex. I'll do whatever you want to do." And the man said, "Oh, no, you're a tramp, and you're a whore." And he dropped her over the side of the building. And she went all the way to the ground and hit the ground and died. And the moral of the story is giving up a little sex could save your life. OG Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, there were three men stranded on a desert island. And one man looked in the ocean and saw a bottle bobbing up and down in the water. And as it got closer to the shore, swam out to get the bottle. And he brought the bottle back to the shore, and then he was wiping the bottle off, and a genie came out the bottle. And the genie said, "Since you saved me from my prison inside of this bottle, I'll grant you three wishes." And the man said, "Oh, okay. Well, I want to go back home to my house, and I want to have a brand new car." And the genie snapped his fingers, and the man was gone. And then another man sitting on the land said, "My turn, my turn." And he said, "I want to have a brand new house. I want to have a brand new three-story house. And I want to have two brand new cars, one for me and one for my wife. And I want to have all of my kids at my house when I get back." And the genie snapped his fingers, and the man was gone. And then the genie said, "Well, we have one wish left. And sir, you're the last man on the island. So what would you like to wish for?" And the man said, "Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't thought about any wishes in a long time, so I don't know what you want me to, what I can wish for." And he said, "Can I take my time?" And the genie says, "Yes, take your time. I'm not going anywhere. We're going to be here for a minute." So he said, "Okay." And he walked around the island, and the genie was walking behind him. And every now and then the genie would say, "Do you have a wish? Do you know what you want to wish for?" And the man would go, "No, I don't know what I want to wish for. I'm still thinking." And the genie said, "That's fine. Take your time. I'm not going anywhere. You have one wish left, and we can wait on you." So he walked around, and the genie walked behind him everywhere they went on the island. And the genie would ask him every now and then, "Do you have a wish that you want to wish for?" And the man was like, "No, I don't know what I want to wish for. I'm thinking, but I can't think of anything I want to wish for." And the genie said, "Okay, take your time. I'm not going anywhere. So just take your time and think about what you want to wish for. And then we'll, you know, when you wish, then I'll grant you your wish, because you only have one wish left. So take your time." And the genie followed the man around the island for a couple of days. And every now and then he would ask the man, "Have you thought of a wish?" And the man would be like, "No, I haven't thought of a wish." And the genie would say, "Okay, take your time. We're in no hurry. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be here until you get your last wish. And so the man was walking. And then suddenly he said, man, I wish everybody was back here on the island. I miss all of my friends. And the genie said, that's your third wish. And snapped his fingers. And everybody was back on the island again. They were all together on the island. And the moral of the story is, be careful what you wish for, because you may get it. Oh, I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. And I have another short joke for you. There was a man and a woman sitting on a train, and they were riding, and the woman was reading the Bible. And the man said, excuse me, ma'am, but do you really believe everything that's written in that Bible? And the woman said, yes, I do. That's the word of God, and I believe in God's word. And the man said, well, I don't know. You know, some of the stuff in the Bible is kind of hard to believe. Like, you know that story about the big whale that ate the man? I mean, do you really believe that happened? And the lady says, well, when I die and go to heaven, I'll ask Jonah if that really happened. But if not, when you go to where you go, you can ask him down there. I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me to share a story with you that I recorded for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax. And get something to drink and get some peanuts or some popcorn to chomp on and munch on while we get the story together. Because I recorded a story that will be both entertaining and inspirational. So DJ Papa D, can you play the story for the listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I was bowling in this tournament, and I was working on my first game, and I looked like I had a pretty good start. I was definitely going to shoot a 200, which would have been good for me, because it would have looked good to my teammates that knew that they had gotten a good bowler. So my leadoff man was shooting the ninth frame. He was shooting his ninth frame. And he had gotten a strike in the eighth. So when he rolled in the ninth, he got a split. But it was a baby split. So it wasn't one that he couldn't pick up. I knew he could roll the ball and go between the two pins and pick up the split. And that's what he did. He rolled the ball perfectly, and it went between the two pins. And it knocked both of them down. So he got a spare in the ninth frame. And then the other guy, the second man, got up, and he rolled the ball, and it hit the pocket. Boom! And he got a strike. And I was like, all right, good job. So it was my turn now. And I was up, and I lined up my feet and put my hands facing the pins, and I went to roll the ball. I took my three-step delivery and rolled the ball, and it was going straight, and I slid down the lanes, and I was like, yeah, pow! And it hit the pocket, and it left me a 10-pin again. That 10-pin was looking at me in the face. And I couldn't believe it, because that would have been three in a row for me. And the 10-pin stood up and looked at me in the face and didn't fall. And I was disappointed. I was like, oh, man, come on. What's going on with these lanes? So I got my ball back, and I lined up my shot, and I rolled it down, and the ball ran right by the 10-pin. It just rocked when it got to the 10-pin, so I left the 10-pin standing. And I was humiliated, but I was hot. And I walked back to the back of the bowling alley, and I slapped the bowling balls in the bowling alley, and I kicked the table. I just acted a big baby. I was just so pissed off because my 200 game, I was down to like 198, getting ready to shoot the 10th frame, and I was just furious. So my leadoff bowler got up, and he took his time and rolled the ball down. And he got 6 pins, which was good. It was an easy spare. And he picked up the spare. And then he rolled the ball, and he got a strike in the 10th frame. And I was like, okay, a spare and a strike, that's 20 to add to what you got. And he was sitting on about 170. And I said, well, that's a pretty good game. So then my second bowler got up, and he took his time. He put his feet together, and he lined up his shot, and he took his four-step delivery and delivered the ball, and he said, boom! That's a 7-pin. Oh, I couldn't believe it. That 7-pin just stood there looking at him. Everything else shook up, and the 7-pin just stood there. And I was like, oh, come on, what's going on here? So he took his time. He rolled the ball down there, and he picked up the 7-pin. So he was working on 190 plus whatever he gets on this first ball. And he rolled it down there, and he picked up the 7-pin. So he was okay. He had one more shot. And he rolled, and he got 8 pins. Oh, I thought he was going to get a strike, but he only got 8 pins. So he ended up bowling a 198, which was a good game, but he still should have had a 200. But he had a 198 game. So now it's my turn, and I go up to the lanes, and I pick my ball up, and I slap my holes on the ball a couple of times, and then I rub my ball around my hands a couple of times, and then I put my fingers in the hole, and I'm ready to roll now. And I line up my feet on the lanes, and I line up my shot, and I'm thinking, okay, this got to be a strike, because I need a strike to cinch my 200 game. And I rolled the ball, and I slid across the floor, and it said, pow! And I got a strike, and I was like slapping myself 5, going, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I went back and slapped my partner's 5, and I'm like, yeah, this is the game. All right. So that was my first shot in the 10th frame. So I got my ball. I picked it up again, and I rolled. I got ready to roll. I took my four-step delivery and rolled the ball, and I watched it break to the hole. Pow! Oh, it was beautiful. Strike. And I said, oh, yeah, well, that's my 200. Now I'm working on 220. So now I got to get at least 8 pins to get a 220. If not, I'm going to end up with a 216. So I'm like, okay. And I get my bowling ball, and I line up my mark on the alley. And I'm thinking about the ball, and I'm like, okay, we're going to have a good ball this time. We're going to go with two strikes. So I'm going to hit the pocket this time. And I get up, and I take my four-step delivery, and I reach out, and I'm posing with my arm straight out and my leg kicked back, and I'm sliding across the lane, and I hit the pocket, pow, and I get 10. Oh, yeah, and I'm like, I see that 10 pin shaking, but he fell. And I saw that 7 pin shaking, and he fell. And I knew that was my 200 game. That was 224 for the house. And I told the guys, I said, yeah, man, that was a good game. And we ended up having the high score for the bowling alley for that first game. And I was happy about that. And everybody was happy. I was on their team. And I was really happy that I bowled really well.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Hey, DJ, I got an idea for a song.
Oh, okay. Well, let me find a beat.
lay on the floor and act like you're riding the girl.
Watch yourself.
The bird. The mashed potatoes. Step one. Step two. Step one. Step two. Dance from side to side. White people dance. The funky chicken. The worm. The freak.
Watch yourself.
The cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha. Step right. Step to the left. Doggy style.
Watch yourself.
Doggy style. Woo, woo. Doggy style. Clap. Step, step, clap, step, step, stomp, clap, step, step, stomp. Get down, brother, do the double step, double step, double step. Okay, let's doggy step. March it up, doggy, jump it up.
The pimp comes. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah.
Gee, money, y'all fall.
Big Mouth Productions and G House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up. Put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks. So follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366.
That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Here we at Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comics, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair. It's time for me to go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So, before I go, I want to acknowledge the birthdays for people that are celebrating their birthday today on December 1st, 2022. I want to celebrate the birthdays of the fans, my friends, and the followers of my radio show. So DJ Papa D, before my time expires, break the birthdays of some of the people on the radio show.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right. G Money, here are the birthdays for December 1st, 2022. Happy birthday to Landrick P. Alston. Happy birthday to Lainey Love in her pink and green. Happy birthday to Roderick Page. Happy birthday to Mose Godwin. Happy birthday to Chantel St. Louis Holland. Happy birthday to Shirley Corey. And last but not least, happy birthday to Leroy Frazier. And that's it for birthdays today, December 1st, 2022.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating your birthday today. On the first day of December, the month that I was born in, the same month that Jesus Christ was born in. Yes, we have the light, and we want to celebrate with the best of everybody to celebrate in God's glory and his blessing for us in the month of December. So I want to sing you a happy birthday song, and because in 19 days it'll be my birthday, and I want to wish everybody that's born in December happy birthday. So I want to sing happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. Happy birthday to you. And may God's graciousness bless you every day of the month of December, as today is our special birthday month. Yes, I was born the same month as Jesus Christ. We were born in the same month. What to be born? It was a blessing to be born in the same month as Jesus Christ. And I wish everybody the best. And happy greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior. So, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. And we'll be back on the radio show for Friday. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping, and everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there,
and I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different. And we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home. Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother!
Down, huh? Let's throw down. Step, 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 clap, clap, clap.
say? Whoa, 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 my baby, oh, whoa.